So good evening, my tasty cookies. This is the Candid Show brought to you by host Sri Ram and I have Krishna as my co-host today. So once again, we are back today to do a different type of format. So this time we'll be doing a movie kind of a discussion or talk where we are going to discuss about this movie which we watched day before yesterday, and it's called The Room, and it was released in 2019 actually. And most of us, I think, would not have heard of this movie because I think it did not even run in cinemas, in my opinion, because I think when we were also planning on watching this, we had no idea as to when this actually released. And so this aspect of it definitely got me hyped up, because obviously a lot of people have not seen it, so we were definitely curious enough to check it out as to how the movie would be. And we initially went on with the reviews, and the reviews were also pretty good also. So we decided to give it a watch, and honestly we would probably watch it again and again, at least for 4 to 5 times, because I think the story is just like, basically the story alone in this entire movie is so good and leaves you with a lot of questions. Especially I think that is the most introspective or the most curious element which kind of brings your attention towards the movie. It's just the fact that there are a lot of questions, there are a lot of hanging questions in this, a lot of questions left for you to answer, maybe a lot of ideas which you can kind of endings which you can kind of anticipate for this movie. So again, the movie kind of begins relatively fast actually, because I think we were expecting the movie to be relatively slow, because I think the plot of the movie was kind of vague to me, so I assumed the movie would be definitely slow. But to a surprise, we actually found the movie kind of picked up a rapid amount of pace, at least in the 10 first 15 to minutes, because obviously the premise of the movie is very simple. So it is all kind of focused on this one single room, and how this one single room completely changes the lives of this innocent family who tries to have a peaceful life. They come to come and settle inside, but this room completely turns their life upside down. So yeah, so I think the most interesting aspects of the things which I personally liked about this movie is the fact that they did not actually explain to you how the room actually worked. Because for anyone who wants to see the movie, though, this basically the movie is all about this room which can grant you any wishes you want, so any kind of a materialistic thing you want. So you could literally ask the room anything and the room would provide you. And the director was very clever in kind of making sure that you never had a chance to like kind of understand how it worked, because when we were also watching this, we clearly had no idea as to how this even worked or how was this even possible. And again, we see how this room is actually built. We see tons and tons of wiring throughout the entirety of the house, and obviously we didn't know what the wiring meant. And again, the movie never ever kind of wanted to give us an idea about how things worked. I don't know why they wanted to do it, maybe just because of the surprise element, or maybe just because of the fact that maybe they left for you to figure it out. But I think that part, I think I personally loved that they did not want to explain to you how it worked. But probably I think you can equate it to something in life, I guess, because if you really want something in life, you would go for it. And I think the room is just an equivalent to your life. And obviously this entire movie's premise is basically kind of like philosophical in nature. You probably would question a lot of things that you do in life when you watch this movie. Even while I was watching also, a lot of these thoughts come to my mind, a lot of this. And I think the primary premise of this movie is basically about greed, I think. So Krishna, what was your opinion about this movie into going into? Did you expect it to be better, or we both watched it together obviously, so did you expect a lot out of this movie? Do you think the movie actually delivered on its promise?
So as you told, first of all, after hearing the base story of this movie, I thought that, as you told, that I also thought that this movie would be relatively very slow in the pace, and it will be very slow to start, or like all these rapid scenes will come in the middle of the movie. So like that was what I thought while before entering into the movie. But surprisingly, as you told, the pace picked very very quickly, and they didn't actually the most important thing that I like about this movie is that they didn't actually have any unwanted scenes. So like everything was fit, and everything was necessary and very very well executed by the director. And mainly the screenplay of this movie is what that makes me very hooked up. So like the screenplay was very excellent, to the extent that I didn't even have the thought of it was boring or like it was slow. So like even though at some times of the movie it was very slow, so like at those points also I didn't feel boring, or like I didn't feel any hesitation to watch it. So like it was very interesting from start till the end. end, and the most important thing about this movie is that at the end they actually the director of the movie has would have been determined that all the explanation and all these kind of theories and logics he has completely left it to the audience. So like it is in the hands of the audience to judge whether this scene or this climax is would happen in this way, or like there are many logical thinkings, or like there are many possible ways of how you can actually explain the ending or like explain the happenings in this movie. So like we can see that the room actually grants any kind of wish you ask to it. So like may it be money or dress or jewel or like anything, at a point that even you can ask for something that is very very like very big, or like you can ask for something that is living also. So like that is something that is very interesting about this movie. And as you told that they didn't actually explain about how this mechanism works, or like they would show that a bunch of wires or like something will be controlling all these the core of this machine. So like they show many kind of all these stuff, so like all these mechanical or like these wire stuff, so like we don't actually understand how it works. So like the I think that this is not the intention for the director to explain about how all these kind of works. So it is about it is all about the audience thinking and their way of watching this movie. So like the most important thing about this movie is that the cast. So like even though if there are only 3 to 4 members in this movie, mainly we can see that only 2 members are the main core cast of this movie. So like we can see Kate and Matt, so like are the main characters of this movie, and Shane kind of their child. So like he also played a very important role in this movie. And we can see this the VFX editing also is very excellent in this movie, as we can see that at a point of the movie, I don't want to spoil it, but at a point of the movie a drastic change in appearance occurs to the child. So like that also kind of they have executed very well, and we can't see that it as a, we can't see it as a VFX. So like we can't feel the VFX, it will be very real, very realistic. And towards the end also we can see that there are towards the end we can see that the plot gets very confused and complex. So like we can we at a point can't actually figure out what is going on. So like what is happening right now, we can't figure it. So like at that point also the director kind of makes you hooked up to your seat. So like we keep on thinking this, I mean, this may be a possible conclusion, or this may have happened. So like the ending was the most important thing, or like that was very surprising for me, and it was very mind-blowing for me. So like I didn't even expect even a bit at the beginning of the movie, or like in the middle place of the movie. So like the ending was very brilliantly executed, and leaving every logical explanations to the audience is something very brilliant, brilliantly handled by the director and the team of this movie.
Yeah, Krishna, as you told, the ending was, I think, the cherry on top kind of a scenario, because I think people who watch Inception, I think, can probably relate to what I'm speaking if you watch the movie. So the Inception also ends in a very same way, because they show you the pin is constantly spinning, so you never even have a clear idea as to whether the person is in reality or in dream. So the exact same thing is kind of being repeated here. So you never even figure out if they are actually in the room or they are actually in the real world. And there are various theories going on about the ending of this movie. So obviously I think for the people who watch this, so at least the kind of theory which we believe in, or which we kind of made sense of when we were watching the movie, is the fact that they voluntarily enter this room and they voluntarily create this world for themselves. So they basically decide to live in the room just because of the fact that they could not handle the trauma by losing their son Justin right in front of them. And probably they had no money also, because we can clearly see that they had spent every single bit of money on various other things needed for the house. And obviously, as you can't spend, and for the people who are wondering, the very key concept in this movie is that any kind of an item which you kind of ask from the room, any kind of materialistic thing which you ask from it, you cannot take it outside of your house. So I think that was one of the most important concepts which kind of brought the entirety of the plot together, because even while we were watching, we kind of instantly had this thought that why not take all the money and run away, or why not cannot take everything, you can just run away. So that idea was instantly broken away when we kind of heard this kind of a concept in the movie. So again, that was very very good concept, which kind of tied a lot of things together. Yeah, definitely. So yeah, so that will be this kind of movie talk slash discussion thing. So we just wanted to talk about it because we found this movie very, very interesting. So we highly suggest all of you to watch it. They'd probably leave you with a lot of questions in the end. A lot of philosophical concepts have been discussed in this. We don't want to delve too deep into this concept. We leave those things to you, or up to you to kind of understand, I guess. So yeah, that will be the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening to it. So if you have any kind of comments, suggestions or criticism, please drop it in the YouTube comment section down below. Make sure to listen to us on Spotify as well, and follow us on Spotify, and make sure to share our podcast to our friends also and ask them to listen to it. So that will be the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.